Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, Joyma is here. It's 1 o'clock on Thursday, the day of Jupiter, the day of mental growth and expansion. So I know I said I was going to have an open call, and I should start off by saying that I won't be able to do that. I'm also going to have like a co-host. That didn't work out. Things happen. I understand people got things to do. So we're going to try to have that open call in on Saturday. But definitely going to try to do that for you guys. I just wanted to get into a few articles that I've seen on Facebook and do some tarot with that. Now, they had an article about the debt forgiveness. I'm not sure if you're aware. I'm not sure if any of you guys or any of my listeners have, you know, particular debt, particular school debt. But Obama has this new debt forgiveness program. And the picture is kind of deceptive in a way. It shows, like, this girl crying, and he's there with her. And honestly, I read a little bit of it online, and it doesn't seem like it's complete debt forgiveness. It doesn't seem like, I mean, the picture would imply that he's just, like, forgiven all debt. You know what I mean? This girl's crying. When I read into it, from what I remember now, of course, you guys should definitely look this up because this is going off my memory, but it seems like the only time that you could really get the whole debt forgiven is after, I think, like 10, 20 years of you paying on the loan, and then that's provided if you have a job that's in self-service, like, you know, dealing with the public. Like, if you're in the a service industry for the public, if your business is, like, a teacher, if your organization is nonprofit, things like that. Like, you have to have a business that generally helps the public. Take on your loans for about 20 years, one time, you can't default. And then only then you have to fill out the paperwork, of course, and then you can get that forgiveness. That still seems kind of iffy. I won't even put too much into that. But, I mean, they get a good deal out of it. They get, like, 20 years of your service. So with that being said, it still seems like it's going to be insurmountable odds for those who are trying to pay back debt. So I'm going to ask the cards, like, if there's something that, on average, that most people can do to get out of their money woes. I'm going to use my wisdom deck. This is very interesting. Now, the card that came out was hope. That's funny, right? We got hope, we got spirit, we got understanding. I really think this is going to imply some big changes in our economy and politics, because most people in the country are not going to be able to pay back the debt. It's just, you know, the government is even trying to pay back the debt, their debt that they, the credit that they have blown up with the national debt, the international debt. I mean, it's just all kinds of debt. So it's just really difficult these days. So it's being understanding, hope, and having the spirit of that. I feel like things would change even more compliant in the future, give a couple of years, because after some time of seeing that, you know, the debt is just going to be to the point where even with all these new laws coming into play, it's just not going to work for, like, the budget. If anything, I really feel like it's quite possible that even the nation could do what Greece did. If you recall, if you're into politics or anything like that, the country Greece, they had to declare, I believe, bankruptcy for their country and start over again from scratch. So that might be something that we might have to consider as a country, as a nation. Because if you want to talk about debt forgiveness, that really, I think, is the ultimate debt forgiveness, starting from point zero, ground zero, for, like, everyone, the whole nation, people in their debt, and just kind of be understanding that you know, we didn't manage this thing correctly. I mean, there was a lot of predatory lending in various places with the mortgage crisis, and now with the school debt, it's predatory lending with the school debt and the loans and, you know, the kind of loans they give to people, knowing that these kids don't have jobs or may not get into their chosen field, and that they may never really be able to pay it back. It's just it's a new type of predatory. Just the other day, I was talking to someone about people that, you know, like we personally knew. And these particular people, they are in their 30s. They have a master's degree, bachelor's degree, and they can't find work. So it's just like you get all these degrees and all this debt, and your home's up for sale, and it's a beautiful home, but, you know, what's the solution if there's not any employer or any employment that can bring you on to give you money? So we all have a rough out here, but if we have the spirit of understanding, okay, that we all make mistakes, right, and just try to figure out an artistic, creative solution to everything. If we have the hope that we're going to have, like, an in-all resolution that'll work out for everyone, which I feel like is just going to come down to a national bankruptcy kind of thing or a new kind of money currency system, which it will change the whole dynamics of paying back loans in general. It's just if you just follow the trends of economy and politics, I feel like the cards are definitely confirming what, you know, what certain analysts are already even saying, that it's just a matter of time before we have to just start back at ground zero again. We have to start back at, you know, the very beginning and just do the same right, you know, with our money, with financing, with managing, with everything. So as long as we are still alive, breathing, and healthy, it should be okay. It should be okay, everyone. Okay, so that's what the money thing. There's also another article on Facebook about how, kind of similar to the economy thing with the debt forgiveness, they have this thing now where medical marijuana is becoming more of a thing now. Like, marijuana in general is becoming a business. On Facebook, they're seeing how, like, certain industries are just coming out publicly to be about the marijuana, to be about the cannabis. The herb of sin, the herb of the moon, I should say. The moon is always supposed to be connected to the cannabis. That was like the herb of the moon. The moon is in, I think it's Mesopotamia, but one of those religions is supposed to represent the god named Sin, S-I-N. So I thought that was interesting. So cannabis is definitely that sinful herb, and now we are going into business, big business with it. And it makes sense because it is the more logical choice to a economic product outside of, you know, alcohol and tobacco industry. And there were some gripes about this actually happening because of the fact that a lot of ethnic people who dealt with the drug marijuana are in prison. So, I mean, there is a advocate for that, and I just want to just delve more into that and just see what the outcome is going to be with that, with the tarot. Because I'm thinking, like, if this is becoming more nationally known, like, you know, marijuana businesses out and open to the public, when they have to release, like, all those people who are locked up on marijuana charges, wouldn't that, like, create, like, I don't know if that would create more of an economic boom because now you have, like, employees or possible entrepreneurs into the marijuana game if you let them out of prison. If they were just in prison for marijuana, I mean, would it be good for society? Would it be more expensive? Let me just, like, delve into that issue. It's like another Facebook article. There's so much on Facebook these days. I usually get my information from like Yahoo News and blogs and stuff like that, but Facebook is like really taking a lot of work out of it for me. Like, I could really just go on and just see what's hitting, what's the latest trend, what people are caring about. So let's just see. With the Facebook article due to marijuana businesses. What does that look like for the nation? Marijuana businesses, with my wisdom back here. Okay. It's like I thought. Okay, so we got the Playful and the High Priestess of Earth card. The Playful card in my wisdom deck is a little kitty playing with like a necklace here. So it's going to be very lucrative. I mean, it's fun. It's like the new life. You know, people already have good opinions about it, the people who do smoke, I mean. And then we have the High Priestess of Earth, three, number of creation. Yeah. This is going to be a taxing type business. I mean, it's going to be booming, but it's going to be a lot of strain and stress on the land because I feel like they're going to have like marijuana fields over here in North America to control it. But if you look at like our land, like North America land, it's not much land left to really grow things. Like we really kind of, the past couple of hundred years, the land has been kind of just, I guess, like over-farmed, overworked. It was starting to look like desertification here. I don't want to get all, like, scary, but I was just looking at, like, a statistic, like, a couple of hundred years ago, how it was so much forest, and, like, the whole North America kind of resembled, like, I want to say, like, a milder rainforest type of environment. And now you look at it today, and it's just, like, the greenery is just like, it's a tremendous reduction, like it's tremendous difference where you see a lot of desertification happening. So, I mean, like the land to grow marijuana over here might not be as, beneficial. Like, I feel like they would have to rely on more of like, you know, like the islanders type, you know, of assistance, which could create like a foreign trade kind of relationship. But I feel like they won't do that. I feel like they're going to really just try to just, like, grow as much as they can here, even though the land is already taxed as it is with the aggressive farming. So, I mean, it's all interesting. I will say, though, it is going to be lucrative. It's going to produce an economy. So it's going to bring back more, so like, a culture of fun. It's going to be, like, a new thing. So am I interested to see where that's going to take us? Well, that's for the economy. Good news, marijuana, for those who smoke. Or for those who don't, I mean, I would say this is supposed to be, like, generally beneficial for people who are sick, who are on cancer treatment. So if there is any good benefit to come from this, it's definitely that. I mean, I know people, even on a personal level, that do it just to anti-stress, to de-stress them, because so much going on. And honestly, if they didn't smoke it, they would be, like, worse off. So, I mean, I don't do it anymore. I am, you know, so into my mellow leaves. That's my new substitute, my new healthy substitute. But for those who do it, you know, just try to do it in moderation and not let it affect your, you know, your work or your life, and just really use it as a medicine. Hopefully they won't take it too far and have it mixed with other stuff where it could be, like, you know, too much. Because I feel like it's already one of those herbs that are just very, it's very medicinal, if to say the least. It's very, like, calming and, yeah. So, anyway, enough about that. Let me do a card for everyone who's listening or may listen in the archives, just general advice. And so once again, I just want to remind, Saturday I probably will just do an open call. If not Saturday, just join me again, like, next week, probably Monday. I'll try to put out notifications for the show so that everyone can know in advance on Blog Talk and Twitter and Facebook. So I do apologize about that. Thank you. Do you happen to switch up the, you know, your order of things? So let's see what we can do to remedy that. So what is a good card for everyone who is listening on the line? Okay. So, and seeing that, okay, I should clear out the air of the worries and the troubles. And I know there are things in our life that we need to take care of, but not to worry. You know, the sense of just getting a plan together, we can find a greater solution to our problems. If you got to go out for a walk, and this is for all my listeners, even when they listen to archives, I'm going to even do this, you know, just go out for a walk, find a place to really, like, calm yourself and meditate. Things might be stormy at home. I feel like there's a lot of chaos. You know, people are going through it, and it's understandable. I mean, like, if you're to really focus on everything that's going on, it seems like it's so much, right, in the news and, you know, your current life, and it just adds up to this craziness. But if you were to just step outside yourself, you know, step back, step outside of the news, step outside of even your personal life, step out of your home and just try to, like, really think about things, you know, are you really worse off, you know, than maybe someone who, you know, is dying from cancer? I mean, not to, you know, belittle anyone's experience, but it's something to really think about. I know I was, this was probably like beginning of the week, I was driving to Wawa, and I'm just thinking about, you know, some things that I wanted to have in my life and just not really, you know, feeling particularly joyous like I should be. Like, that's my current mood. Like, why am I not joyous? And, you know, why am I concentrating on what I should have? Because I tell you, when I pulled into the parking lot to park, I seen the driver to my right coming out, and I noticed that, you know, this person had, like, a bald head, you know, pale skin. It looked like it was a cancer patient. And he looked so, I didn't know if it was a guy or a girl, but that person looked so, like, suffering. Like, I've seen, like, suffering and just, like, you know, not, like, the hope, like, or the spiritual fulfillment. Like, I just felt like this person was just, like, ready to move on. You know what I mean? And they looked at me, and they looked at me a little bit long, like kind of lingered on me, and they looked at me as if, like, you know, like, wow, like, she's healthy. Like, she, you know, she looks like she has, like, a lot to look forward in life. And it really took me back. I felt so bad for this person because I'm like, I'm here thinking about what I should want. It's just when you start thinking about, like, you know, how we all are suffering, it's just you start to really count your blessings for what you do have, even if it's, like, very little. And compared to this person, it's just, you know, I was truly blessed. And I had to, like, remind myself, like, yeah, I got to stop, you know, doing that. I know sometimes we all think about what we should have, but instead of what we should have right at the moment, think about what we do have, you know what I mean, that is really working in our favor. And you could really just, you know, it can really just change up your whole day like that. Like, snap a finger, I saw that person, I'm like, yo, like, this is not that bad. it was a touching moment because it just brought me back to reality. Like, it's not all bad like, you know, you think it is, you know. So I'm a human just like everyone else. Joymon's human. And sometimes we get wrapped into our vortex of energy way too much. We get stuck into our, you know, our shell way too much. And we don't really see sometimes, like, how it really is, you know, on the outside of us. So that's something I wanted to leave you guys with. Hopefully that has been, you know, some insightfulness with my Wisdom Tarot meditation deck. And I just want you guys to stay healthy, stay blessed, and just remember, as long as you're still here and you're healthy and, or, you know, maybe you're working out to help, as long as you're still here, as long as you still want it, as long as you still want life, as long as you still want to breathe and want to, you know, take into the little things, the magical little things that we do have in nature, and nature is magical and it's sacred. And once you start to notice it, you'll start to tap into that magic, and it could just rejuvenate your whole entire existence. I know it's done that for me. I've got reconnected to the goddess, and it's just wonderful just to know, like, this is our world, and it's alive, and she's alive, and she has consciousness, and her planet has woken up, and she's, like, just really trying to get us all on board to help each other, to help, you know, to help our world. You know, our world is going to be something that's going to be left for, you know, our kin, you know, our future children, our future, you know, society members. So if we're going to have any lasting vestige of immortality here, we got to start doing things right. We got to start doing things that are going to heal, you know, let's say 5, 10, 15 years in the future, right? Because we're going to all die. You know, we've all been placed with the curse of death here on this world. So if you figure, like, we're going to die someday, you know what I mean? Hopefully not today, right? Hope you get to go outside and enjoy your time here on Earth. Then you got to think of what's going to be your lasting legacy. What's going to be your lasting and more immortal legacy that will pass on? And I tell you like this, even if you don't have children, because someone else's children is basically your children. Like, everyone's children is everyone's children. And I mean to say it like this, like, when you're positive and you heal someone, that's going to have lasting effects through our whole entire species, for whole of humanity. Like, that's going to be the gift that keeps on giving, that keeps giving people the strength to fight and have the courage to be good people and to really just have the courage to help themselves and the planet. Because we all live here. You have to help the planet in order to live here healthy and stay good. So it's just by default. Yeah, just something to think about. Like, we all have a contribution, you know, whether you, you know, believe it or not, we all have a lasting effect on things. So it's just a matter of, like, where you get in type thing, like, where you fit in, get in type of expression, find out what you're good at, find out what, you know, you can contribute to society that can have a lasting memory of yourself. Right?
So, okay, so I said that to say, I think I'm going to just, like, okay, I think I'm just going to wrap up the show a little bit early and leave you guys with that thought. Yeah, I've been doing this show kind of different. It hasn't been no music playing. So for the quality of air, of space, what I hope provokes, like, some inner thoughts on, you know, the things that we're talking about. And hopefully everyone can really just think about this. You know, this too shall pass, and it's a beautiful day outside. It's summer. Let's go and enjoy our environment, because in some parts of Mother Earth, people go outside and they have torn up buildings from warfare and shrapnel. Let's take advantage of what beauty that there still is, right? And, like, try to have that inner beauty for ourselves, cultivate it, just by enjoying what's already around us, simply beautiful, simply harmonic. Let's start tapping into the goddess. Let's start doing that for our planet and appreciating that we are living on the best planet in the freaking solar system. Like, there's, according to astronomers, other planets don't have life. We're the only planet that seems to have life here. Like, what is, you know, what's up with that? So let's just take care of it, right? Let's not be the other planet in our system, like Mars and all these other planets. It seemed like devastation had took place. Let's actually do it better than those other creatures ever could have on their planets that they decided to probably have warfare, and that's why we don't have, you know, other beings within the 7 planets of our solar system. Something I really think about. Because I get deep sometimes with the whole astronomy and astrology. I really do meditate on why are we the only planet still here, still with life, still alive. So this is our time now. This is our moment. Humanity, let's get it right. Join my Clarion. Join me again, hopefully Saturday, and hopefully I have it set up where I can actually take you guys' calls and have my co-host available. But stay wealthy in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, whole body, whole soul. God bless. Take care, everyone.